American. I honest to God believe that's what they're up to. I do believe they would like to see the end of the United States of America. So how is the DSA doing? How are DSA-endorsed candidates
Summer evenings call for something special, and Cella Restaurante and Bar at Allegretto Vineyard Resort delivers just that. Savor rustic northern Italian cuisine crafted from regionally foraged ingredients paired with an extensive wine list and garden-inspired craft cocktails, all in the warm, inviting atmosphere Cello is known for. Whether it's dinner on the patio or drinks at the bar, Cello is the perfect Paso Robles summer night out. Visit CelloPasoRobles.com to reserve your table.
This is Jordan Cunningham. When life throws you a curveball, you need advocates that will fight for you. Along with my wife, Shauna, Cunningham Law Group is a legal team that understands that legal battles are personal. Whether you're navigating a difficult divorce, fighting for time with your child, or facing criminal charges, we will fight for you. Cunningham Law Group, family law and criminal defense, experience with integrity. 805-369-2399 or CunninghamLawSLO.com. Because when it matters most, we're on your side.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Monsi Bolaños.
In baseball, the Red Sox are red hot.
One ball, two strikes. Moran throws. Swing and a miss. Changeup. Seven in a row. 25 of 28. The Red Sox win 4-0. It's a ninth straight series win. They are unstoppable, these Red Sox.
You heard it on the Red Sox Radio Network. They shut out the White Sox 4-0. The Cardinals held on 3-1 against the Yankees, and the Rays blanked the Rockies 4-0. Tampa Bay still leads the AL East by 4.5 games over the Yankees and 5.5 games over the Red Sox. The Braves have also won 7 in a row. They outscored the Marlins 4-1. Brewers had a 4-2 win over the Pirates. Mariners held on 4-2 against the Tigers, and the Diamondbacks crushed the Padres 10-4. In the NBA, Suns forward Dylan Brooks has agreed to a 3-year, $73 million contract extension.
If you need a great, easy place for lunch, try the Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood. There is plenty of parking, and it's just a couple minutes from downtown Paso. Some of the locals' favorites: grilled prawn cob salad, cowboy Cuban with brisket and pulled pork, smash burger with two patties, the very popular beer-battered fish and chips, and shrimp tacos. Great lunch and easy parking, and the patio is pet-friendly. The Spirit of Paso Robles, right in the middle of River Oaks Golf Course.
55 years of savings and selection at D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles, where right now, Wrangler Cowboy Cut Jeans, $31.95. Classic Levi 501s, just $54.95. And at D&J, Carhartt Work Shorts, $36.95. And Wolverine DuraShock Steel-Toed Boots, $169.95. And of course, gift certificates are always available, and special orders are welcome at D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Thursday, August 6, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Slocog Board votes to remove Measure H from November ballot. Shandon man arrested for lewd and lascivious acts with a child. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 90s. It's 64 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. The San Luis Obispo Council of Governments, in a unanimous vote, requested the Board of Supervisors to remove Measure H from the upcoming November 2026 ballot. Measure H was intended to be a half-cent sales tax, estimated to generate about $35 million in revenue, which would go to road repairs, safety improvements, and other transportation-related efforts. A release from Slocog said the board, quote, determined it was not the right time to move forward with the cost of placing Measure H on the ballot. The agenda in the subsequent Board of Supervisors special meeting cited about $500,000 for the cost of placing Measure H on the ballot. A release from Slocog concludes by saying, quote, although Measure H will not appear on the November 2026 ballot, the transportation needs identified through the process remain. Slocog will continue working with local jurisdictions and regional partners to pursue available funding. Representative Jimmy Panetta will join the Cambria Community Services District in holding a press conference on Thursday, August 6th at 11 a.m. The press conference will announce over $900,000 in federal funding for the Cambria Fire Department to support the purchase of a new Type 1 fire engine. Press conference this morning will be held at the Cambria Fire Station, 2850 Burton Drive, and again starts at 11 a.m. Shenton man arrested for lewd and lascivious acts with a child. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:10. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:11. The County Sheriff's Office arrested a Shenton man yesterday as part of an ongoing investigation into allegations of lewd and lascivious acts with a child under the age of 14. Detectives learned 67-year-old Javier Rivera Mojica of Shenton was allegedly gaining access to numerous victims through an unlicensed daycare that he and his wife were operating on the 100 block of South Street in Shenton. Rivera Mojica was booked on a no-bail arrest for multiple counts of lewd acts with a child. The investigation is still ongoing. Detectives are asking anyone with information related to this case or who believes they or someone they may know have had contacts with Rivera Mojica under similar circumstances to contact them. Investigators are still working to determine if there are additional victims or witnesses who have not yet come forward. A multi-vehicle crash occurred yesterday afternoon on the U.S. 101 South here in Paso Robles. Three vehicles were involved in the incident next to the Riverside Avenue exit. CHP first responded to the incident at about 12:14 p.m. It backed up traffic significantly and was further backed up due to work at Theater Drive removing a dead tree on the southbound 101, which prompted one-lane closures. No injuries were reported from the incident, although there is no further information from CHP at this time. Paso Robles Concerts in the Park continue tonight. Tonight's entertainment will be One Love Bomb playing reggae music. Concerts in the Park features great music, food, drinks, and an energetic environment in the Paso Robles Downtown City Park, 6 to 8 p.m. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Cubs beat the Dodgers 7-6, the Rangers shut out the Giants 6-0, the Orioles over the Angels 5-2, the Reds beat the Athletics 3-2, the Diamondbacks over the Padres 10-4, the Cardinals beat the Yankees 3-1. Tonight, the Angels will face the Orioles, the Athletics will go against the Reds, the Padres will face the Diamondbacks. In California news, a fire in Northern California east of Stockton has reached nearly 10,000 acres. The Gann fire started earlier this week on Monday. Crews have managed to contain only 10% of the blaze. Over 1,400 residents have been evacuated and another 1,400 are under evacuation warnings as of this morning. CAL FIRE has arrested a man, 65-year-old Herbert Wayne Smith, on suspicion of starting the fire, operating equipment capable of producing sparks near wildland fuels. Voters in Avenal, a rural community in the Central Valley, voted earlier this year to recall their mayor and all but one of their city council members. However, 3 months after the election, the recalled officials claimed the process was unlawful, and in a June meeting, they voted 3-0 to ignore the recall. The state's attorney general has given the recall organizers permission to sue, and the DA's office for Kings County has opened a criminal investigation. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:14.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Strong export demand remains critical for U.S. farmers. The Trump administration has said they've worked to negotiate new trade agreements to help drive that demand. USDA Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Affairs Luke Lindberg says those efforts are already opening new markets for U.S. products, with more agreements still to come.
The president has now signed 9 trade agreements and has 9 framework agreements, which are really the construct for the next 9. So 18 different agreements with countries around the world, opening up very real market access. Across the board, we've seen tremendous new wins for farmers and ranchers. Best year ever for U.S. exports of ag products. We're continuing to see new markets. We have 7 markets where we're hitting export records this year. And it's also across a variety of product lines. Corn exports at a top ever this year. Dairy exports, best ever this year. We have seen ethanol exports, best ever this year. Tree nuts are probably going to set a record this year as well. So we're seeing that across the board. U.S. agriculture is back and is winning.
Lindbergh said every trade agreement is negotiated with U.S. farmers and ranchers in mind.
Get ready to bid on the equipment you need in the Ritchie Brothers Unreserved California Regional Auction happening August 5th. Inventory is housed at Ritchie Brothers Los Angeles, Sacramento, and Tulare locations with in-person inspections available. Choose from agriculture equipment, earth-moving equipment, compact construction equipment, and heavy transportation. Don't miss this great opportunity. Visit rbauction.com/Los Angeles to sign up. That's rbauction.com/Los Angeles.
Cattle and sheep buyers join Western Video Market August 10th and 11th for their big summer video sale live from Little America in Cheyenne, Wyoming. This year, selling 50,000 head of cattle plus 2,000 head of sheep. Monday features the sheep along with weaned calves, yearlings, and breeding stock. Tuesday continues with calves and weaned calves from across the plains, Rocky Mountains, and far west. Now, for consignments and complete details, visit WVMcattle.com and watch live online or on Dish Network Channel 998.
This has been your Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network. For more information, visit aginfo.net.
Hey, this is Linda from Steve Schmidt Topsoil. We've been your family-owned and operated neighborhood landscape materials yard for over 40 years, and we invite you to come let us help you with your do-it-yourself landscape projects. Our friendly staff is ready to assist you with design ideas to create the yard of your dreams. Come see us at Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101 on Ramada in Paso Robles.
Protect your home or business. Trust the experts at JV Roofing. With over 20 years of experience, JV Roofing delivers reliable, high-quality workmanship you can count on. From shingle, tile, and metal roofs to TPO and PVC systems, they have the expertise to handle it all. Family-owned, licensed, and bonded, they show up and get the job done right. Visit jvroofingca.com or call 805-674-1383 today for free estimates. JV Roofing, quality you can trust.
KPRL News continues at 8:17. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Harvest is expected to conclude later this month for California cling peaches, which are used for canning. For the first time, nearly all the fruit is bound for a single processor, Pacific Coast Producers, after Del Monte Foods filed for bankruptcy last year and closed its Modesto cannery earlier this year. The loss of Del Monte's business puts California cling peach growers at a precarious crossroad, with several dozen growers going without a buyer for some or all of their fruit. As a result, about 3,000 acres of peach trees are expected to be removed this year, according to the California Canning Peach Association. It's a huge setback, said Sarb Joel, who grows cling peaches in Yuba and Sutter counties, and has pulled 80 of his 120 acres of peach trees this year. Quote, they're all pushed out and burned up. Cling peach harvest, which started in late May, has hardly improved fortunes. A heat wave this past spring sped fruit ripening before the crop had a chance to size up, with a lot of peaches being rejected for being too small. The fruit is looking pretty rough, Joel said. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Thursday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Sunny skies today with highs in the low 90s. West-southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the upper 50s, west winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunny tomorrow, highs in the upper 90s, southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny skies Saturday and Sunday, mostly sunny on Monday, partly cloudy on Tuesday, sunny on Wednesday, partly cloudy on Thursday. Upper 90s Saturday, mid-90s on Sunday, low 90s Monday, upper 80s on Tuesday, 85 a week from today. Currently, it is 65 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company. Luxury jewelry designs from the heart by Lindsay Jane. KPRL News Time is 8:20.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Aerospace company SpaceX seeing heavy trading volume.
$116 billion in lockups, about 911 million shares. That more than doubles the float outstanding, up to almost 12% from the 5% that's currently out there.
Fox's Taylor Riggs. Facebook owner Meta has become the latest tech company to say one of its AI models was able to connect to the internet and hack into another organization's systems during testing. The incident, which Meta says occurred during an evaluation by an independent company, is the fourth recent incident of its kind disclosed by AI companies. Breaches have also happened with OpenAI and Anthropic models, and they've raised cybersecurity concerns and prompted calls for tougher safeguards and more rigorous testing. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
You're probably listening to this in your car, so let me ask you, would you drive without insurance? Of course not. So why is your retirement portfolio unprotected? Gold is portfolio insurance. It helps de-risk your savings when markets get unpredictable. Noble Gold Investments has helped thousands of Americans do exactly that, with no high-pressure sales and thousands of five-star reviews. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making any investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Some people leave the town that raised them, and some stay long enough to change it. In a place where everybody knows your name, one local woman learned patience, grit, and beauty. She polished her craft in quiet corners, collected 12 national design awards, and came home carrying more than just success. She isn't launching jewelry. She is revealing something deeper. Pieces shaped by memory, by resilience, by everything the people around her helped her become. It's simple, but not ordinary. But when it arrives, you'll know it was always meant to be here. Coming soon, Lindsay Jane at K. John's Jewelry Company.
Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Megastorage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Megastorage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
The packaging on hearing aid batteries is notoriously hard to open. That's why Peter at Hearing Aid Specialist is proud to offer the new easy-to-open hearing aid batteries. They're the only ones in town stocking them. And for KPRL listeners, Peter has a neighborly deal. Buy one case of easy-to-open batteries and get one case free. Call Hearing Aid Specialist today at 805-460-7385. That's 805-460-7385. Hearing Aid Specialist, making hearing easier, one simple solution at a time.
Applause Children's Theater seeks to bring an opportunity to perform in Broadway musicals to the youth in the community. They believe all kids deserve to be on stage, and all who audition are cast in the show. Find out more about Applause Children's Theater and sponsor a child or show. The performances are at the Christian Life Center on Oak Street in Paso Robles. They hope to have their own building someday. ApplauseChildrensTheater.com.
Mid-State Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Mid-State Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidStatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Mid-State Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidStatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. Stagecoach drivers and guards saw and experienced everything while carrying out their duties. But on August 10, 1883, one stagecoach guard saw something that just might have caused him to do something rash that resulted in his being killed. Was August 10, 1883. The Globe Wells Fargo stage was traveling along the road in the southeastern part of Arizona when it was stopped by a gang of desperados operating as the Red Jack Gang. The stage was carrying only one passenger, a woman. She was asked to exit the stage. Wearing a hat and a dark veil, she stood by the stagecoach while the gang members demanded the gold. The guard insisted that they had no gold on the stage. Then, speaking for the first time, the woman, in a decidedly bass voice, said that the guard was a liar. And at the same time, the woman lifted up her skirt. In reality, the woman was actually the Red Jack gang leader, Jack Ulmer. Jack had disguised himself as a woman, saw the gold being put under the seat, and at a prearranged spot, signaled his men. At the point of Jack's lifting up his skirt, the stage guard went for his gun. As all men who wear skirts do, Jack had a pistol secreted underneath his skirt. He merely beat the guard to the draw and shot him dead. The Red Jack gang got $2,800 in the stage robbery, but they didn't get a chance to spend it because Sheriff Bob Paul immediately organized a posse and one by one hunted down the Red Jack gang. Just 2 months later, in the same general area, the posse came across gang leader and female impersonator Jack Ulmer. Jack tried to shoot his way to freedom. Unfortunately, he was filled with lead. Incidentally, we're pretty sure he was dressed in pants, vest, and boots at the time. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
Every 4 years, just like voting, you need to pump your septic tank to keep it from overflowing. Call the folks who are number one in the number two business, North County Septic Service. Don't poo-poo your duty. If your septic system hasn't been serviced in more than 4 years, it's a candidate for disaster. Let North County Septic Service make your septic tank great again. Call 805-239-3838, 239-3838, North County Septic Service. They're number one in the number two business.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Most business owners agree. 72% plan to sell their business to fund their retirement, but 98% don't know what their business is worth. A bit of a disconnect, don't you think? Clarity on your business value provides actionable insights for retirement, succession, and estate planning, as well as guidance on improving your company's performance. Business owners, I'm Barry Fisher, Blaze & Bear Insurance. Protect what matters to you and your family. Call today. Learn more about how you can secure your most important asset. 805-635-7200.
Savage Spirits and Deli on 21st and Spring wants every military person to know that you get a discount at their store. They appreciate your service and our freedom. Savage is home to the Bearcat Sandwich, the Boys in Blue, and the mouth-watering fresh barbecued tri-tip every day. Be sure to ask for your discount for active military and veterans. Savage Spirits and Deli on the corner of 21st and Spring in Paso Robles.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. A multi-vehicle crash occurred yesterday afternoon on the US 101 South here in Paso Robles. Three vehicles were involved near the exit to Riverside Avenue. CHP first reported the incident at about 12:14 p.m. and it significantly backed up traffic. Traffic was further backed up due to work at Theater Drive removing a dead tree, which prompted a lane closure nearby. Representative Jimmy Panetta will join the Cambria CSD for a press conference this morning at 11. The conference will announce over $900,000 in federal funding for the Cambria Fire Department to support the purchase of a new Type 1 fire engine. The press conference will be held at the fire station, 2850 Burton Drive. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 90s. It's 66 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Senate committee votes to hold Dr. Anthony Fauci in contempt of Congress. Ohio Republican Senator Bernie Moreno.
On behalf of the millions of people harmed by Anthony Fauci, resoundingly yes.
Fox's Chad Pergram on Capitol Hill.
Party line vote in the committee, 8-7, all Republicans for contempt, all Democrats against. And Rand Paul is going to do this unilaterally and just send this down to the DOJ for possible prosecution. And then it's up to DOJ whether or not they want to move or not.
Dr. Fauci's attorney said today's partisan committee vote is a crude political stunt intended to punish Dr. Fauci for exercising his constitutional rights. The FAA is investigating Marine One and a jet taking off from nearby Reagan National earlier this week in D.C. The FAA said the violation was not a close call. America's listening to Fox News.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Ryan, what do painters do when it gets cold outside?
I don't know. What?
Well, they put on another coat, of course.
Seth, that joke needs some touch-up.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers.
We paint interiors year-round.
But fall and winter? That's when it's perfect time.
Yeah, perfect time for a fresh look.
We do full interior painting, residential and commercial. We work with your schedule.
Plus cabinet painting that makes old kitchens look brand new.
Clean lines, no mess, no stress.
From one room in your home to a whole office building, tasting room, medical suites, we've got you covered.
This season, call the Peek Brothers. I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers.
And everybody loves a great experience.
That's Peek Painting. P-E-E-K Painting.com.
The City of Atascadero Saturdays in the Park Summer Concert Series is happening most every Saturday evening through the summer. Enjoy dancing all summer to great rock, country, blues, and more. All concerts are free and everyone is encouraged to bring a blanket or a low back chair. There'll also be delicious concert grub available for purchase. It's Saturdays in the Park Summer Concert Series at the Atascadero Lake Park Bandstand. Saturdays from 6:30 to 8:30. Brought to you by Mechanics Bank. For more, go to visitatascadero.com.
The Estrella Warbirds Museum and Woodland Auto Display is open with new cars to see and so much wonderful history and fun. Aviation artifacts and memorabilia, and the flight simulator is so realistic and entertaining for all. The Estrella Warbirds and Woodland Auto Display on Dry Creek Road in Paso Robles off of Airport Road. Open Thursday through Sunday, 10 to 4.
North County Weather.
There it is. Second time's a charm. All right. Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. They are the replacement window masters. Lots of sunshine today and on the comfortable side, I guess. Low 90s. Clear tonight. Overnight lows in the upper 50s. For your Friday, we'll head up to the mid 90s. And then on Saturday, upper 90s. Back to mid 90s on Sunday. Monday, low 90s. Upper 80s Tuesday. Mid-80s Wednesday, and maybe a week from today, low 80s. Today's UV index will be 10, up and down, 6:16 a.m., 8:03 p.m. We are at 67 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, sliding or swinging doors with features like doggy doors built right in. Okay, Eric's in for Karen this afternoon, 12:30 till 2 on Sound Off, and he will have on Sylvia Dodd to discuss the Sheriff's Association. So, enjoy that. Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. And call or text 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Freedom of speech brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing.
Hello. I'm
the Morning Exchange. KPRL.
Whatever may be on your minds. Let's see here. On the text, I believe they are a banned take on luggage on airlines most of the time. I've flown the over, on the times I've flown, the overhead gets full and they have to tag it and put it down below anyway. One thing that irritates me too, because they don't get charged for it as far as I know, which has happened to me numerous times. Did you get on the flight getting ready to take your seat and someone asks you, hey, I could be closer to my kids. I could switch seats with you. My answer is usually no, due to the fact that poor planning on their part should not impact my travels. I pick my seats for a reason. Well, if I can get a similar seat, because I always book well in advance, and you can't do that all the time, but I will get an aisle seat. And if somebody wants to switch, but I'm still getting an aisle seat, I'm okay with that. I'm okay. Chris, would you switch?
Usually, yes, because I don't really care too much about the seat. The flight's only, you know, a few hours anyway, and I don't even pick them.
Oh, you just do the random, just get my tickets and I'll...
They'll figure it out later, I guess.
You'll let the airlines pick for you where you're going to go. You'll know when you get your boarding pass.
Exactly. I don't really care. Again, it's only a few hours.
Okay.
I can deal with, you know, 2 to 3 hours of discomfort.
Now you can.
Fair enough.
Only if I can get the same seat, an aisle seat. I would not, no, because I agree. Look, you plan this, it's not my fault. Not my fault. So, and I guess there's different points of view on, gee, would that be considered rude that you're not letting somebody sit with their significant other or whatever? And no, I don't think it's rude. Again, I like the poor planning on their part should not impact my travels. And one of the things, too, I'm just guessing that a lot of times people may do it and just be lying their butts off to you anyway. So, no, I wouldn't, unless, or, how about this? How much? How much are we talking about here? What do you mean, how much? Well, you got some Lincoln and Jacksons in your wallet there? Maybe I'll sit uncomfortable for a couple of hours. You give me some money. Now, would that be sleazy, Chris?
Yes, quite frankly.
Okay. All right. I'll
say, make sure you don't get caught by the flight attendants because I doubt they'd like it that much either.
What, for switching seats and getting paid?
Yes.
Well, I mean, I'm sure none of us read the details on when you're signing up for the flight. If that's allowed or not, I have no idea. Well,
I'm not certain either. My best guess would be no, but hey, if you really want to find out, go for it.
Well, okay. I think if somebody wanted to do that, it would be worth it because on many of the flights, you pay for the seats that you want.
Yeah, exactly.
So if I want, X seat, I can pay $35 for my guaranteed seat. All right, so if we want to trade or horse trade, whatever and stuff. So, but anyway, the best thing is just do it in advance. Or as Chris said, if it's just a couple hour flight, depending on you, then it's no big deal to you. So that's between the two. But again, unless I get the same seat that I wanted, the aisle seat, then no, the answer would be. And this is where the rub would come in, though, if they give you, just a crappy answer. When you say, I'd like to sit next to my whatever, would you mind switching? Well, what's the seat? And then I'd say, no. And then if they get a little snotty, what happens? On the flight, you'd best just walk away because if you even blink long these days, they'll, turn the flight around and all those type of things. And it's a lot worse than what it should be. But no, just prepare. That's all. All right. 238-577-5238 KPRL. But I'm glad that you sent in that text because it is getting a little bit more hairy for some. Again, Chris and I have said that we haven't had, but I know people that have flown for their careers. I know a couple of people who in their jobs they flew for 25-30 years, and obviously business people, and they have said that just the rudeness is a lot more on the airline. Or not on the, I shouldn't say the airline, just in general. And it's not just the people getting on the flight. It is some of the airlines that the people, and maybe it's a combination. Chris, why don't you weigh in on this? You know, when these couple of people did this for their professional life. So they're telling me that, Hey, Kevin, you know, the air travel, it's people are more rude, which is in general in society. But he says also the airlines themselves, the people working, they're a little bit more rude than from what they are used to. Again, very experienced flyers. I'm sure many of these business, these two business people that I know, they have been working, you know, been flying longer than these people have been working for the airlines, you know, whatever particular airline it is. Do you think maybe it's a combination because the airlines worker are having to deal with the ruder public that they are just a little bit more short with the passengers?
I'm sure there's a lot of different answers you could give, and some of them are probably more true than others. I mean, if it's a combination of both parties being more rude to each other, therefore making them more irritable, I could see that. At the same time, I think air travel has become more popular than it once was, right? So there's just a lot more people flying, and a lot more people flying means a lot more chances to have bad experiences, whether you're working there or you're a traveler yourself.
I also would say that, again, just the general etiquette of people that leads to this, because our society, if you've lived in it long enough, we are a lot more rude than we were before. And when you add in travel, you get in, you know, for whatever reason, people get a little bit more, shall we say, anxious when they travel. You want to make sure you get your, you know, the flight on time. You want to make sure that your bags are going to arrive on time and this. And maybe the reason why you're traveling because there's something that's, you know, causing you a little anxiety. I mean, all these things, you wrap them into one. And as a society, we haven't been taught on how to handle a lot of situations because we've been coddled. Many people have been coddled their whole life, so they can't handle it. And in general, too, that they haven't been taught the proper, and I don't know if there's a book on proper behavior or whatever on planes and so forth, but it wouldn't be that much different as when you go to restaurants and other things in public. There's probably, you should, you know, probably do your best to be on your P's and Q's and realize that there's other people. Everybody wants to get to where they're going, so you're no different. And the plane isn't going to go any faster by you being a monkey or an idiot. It simply won't. So those just a couple of things. Let's see here on the text. That's why I don't know.
They must have hit enter too early.
Okay. That's why I always first class. Well, that's good that you can afford it. I did first class once. It was an emergency flight, and there was nothing left. In other words, I had to leave now to go. Anyway, so I'm trying to book a flight, and I find out that, look, I'll just call them cheap seats, it's full. There's only one seat left on this plane. And it was first class, and I had no choice. I booked it, and I got to tell you, it was pretty damn nice. All that room and all that service and stuff like that, it was pretty nice. But rest of the time, I just go with the folks. Although And I forget the difference in price on the between first class. What's it probably? What, $400 or $500, something like that?
I don't know. I haven't even bothered looking at first class because I know it's not for me.
I'm trying to think. I can't remember because of that one time was years ago. So, you know, the money. I don't even remember what it was. But at the time, you know, for me, it's like, oh, boy. But, you know, sometimes you got to do what you got to do. And I did it and I enjoyed it. But I know coming back, I wasn't on first class. And that kind of bummed me out. But so congratulations. If you can always go first class, you've done something right in your life, then that's good. Or, you know, maybe you can look at it this way. If you only flew once every 3 or 4 years, and you say, you know what? What's the difference between this and spending $500 at Disneyland? I'm going to treat myself to first class because I only do this every few years. That would make sense, wouldn't it? I think so. You say, you know, treat yourself once in a while. All right. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. I used to do quite a bit of traveling on business and, you know, by plane to the East Coast, from the West Coast to the East Coast and back. And on one flight, the stewardess came walking up to me, and I was in my seat right before the plane was there. She says, "Would you mind sitting in first class?" And I go, "What?" She says, "Well, we don't have anybody in first class, and we need to balance the plane, and just come up here, and you get all the first class privileges." And I said, "Sure." And she just sat next to me the whole flight. We just yakked with each other.
Did anybody look suspiciously at you when you came into first class?
Well, there was nobody in first class.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you said they did that to balance the plane.
Yeah, no, they it had something to do with the, I don't know. I'm not fat or anything.
Well, okay. So when you traveled, you know, the company's taking care of it. Were you business class or first class?
Business when you could get in it, and never on a first class. Oh, I did first class one time. I had to go to Norway, and the company, it was a big oil company, Statoil. That was it in Norway, and they financed the flight, and everything was first class hotel. But, you know, they paid for all of it.
So when you were doing a lot of flying, was that back in the days when the airlines had these clubs you can go into the private room while you're waiting for a flight?
No, never got involved in any of that if they did have them. I just, I usually flew out of LAX and to Virginia, typically, so.
Well, as later on before you retired, did you notice that the difference in the type of people that were flying, and did you notice any major difference in their manners?
No. In fact, a lot of my flying, you didn't even have check-in. This is some years ago. You didn't even have the check thing. You just came and boarded. Yeah, I know people, I don't know, I always tend to be over polite to people when I'm out, and I just never have had problems.
Well, that's good. Yeah, I mean, people that's, you know, younger people that just started flying in the last 20 years would be amazed that, yeah, back in the day you just show up at the airport and, you know, go, you know, have your luggage, and then, yeah, none of this taking off shoes and all this other nonsense.
No, that was, in fact, I have said publicly that if I have to take my shoes off, I'm not going. That's it.
Well, you wouldn't have gone many places, because I don't know if that's, I don't know if you still have to do that anymore.
I don't either, but,
Let's see, I'm trying to, yeah, okay, so I, what was it, last year I went to Baltimore, and, yeah, I had to take off my shoes at, well, in San Luis, and then I'm pretty sure when I was flying back from Baltimore, too. So, yeah, I thought I read something that you don't have to do it, but obviously I'm probably wrong, so.
Yeah, I think I had to take a flight out of San Luis in the 90s. And I didn't have to go through any kind of a check.
Well, yeah, no. This stuff didn't start until after 9/11.
Yeah, this was well before that.
And when they, I'll never forget, it was in Tampa, and there was this old couple. The lady was helping her husband, and he was in a wheelchair, and she was pushing him. And they had to be in their late 70s, early 80s, and you can see the struggle. And they made this old guy take his shoes off. And
that's so wrong.
I was just a couple of people behind them, and I saw the look on her face and his face, and, you know, a bunch of us are kind of looking at each other saying, this is just wrong. I'll never forget. It was a sad look on their face.
I'm somewhat disabled today. I have to sit down in a chair to take my shoes off. I cannot do it from a standing position.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. And if I do, and if I ended up on the floor, two people would have to help me up. That's how bad it is.
Okay.
I'm like 84 years old. So.
All right. Gotcha. Okay.
All right. Well, I'll let you go.
All right, thank you. Bye. 238-5775, which you can text, 238-KPRL. It says, yes, you still have to take off your shoes, I think, unless you pay for a pre-check. Also, remember the days when your loved ones could go all the way to the gate to see you off. Yes, I do remember that. My dad, since he flew for his whole life, but as we aged, between my brother and sister, he would take us on a trip with him. And I can remember, but, you know, it was a big deal. But the family, in some cases, not all the time, we would, you know, hey, we're going to see Dad, and he's taking Chris to wherever. And, yeah, we would be there and, you know, even watch maybe the plane take off or something like that. No, you can't do that anymore. Can't do that anymore. Plus, anyway, when I drop somebody off, I just want to get in my car and get the hell out of there. Just go back. Let's see, to the gate, and what was this other one? I don't know what this one is. Let's see here. When flying on airplanes, you should, yes, you usually must take off your shoes at an airport checkpoints in the United States, many other places. Standard security lines require shoe removal. Shoes go through the X-ray machine as in a bin. Sandals, boots, and sneakers all follow this rule, too. Exceptions, TSA, pre-check. The global entry, members keep shoes on. Children age 12 and under keep shoes on. And seniors age 75 and older keep shoes on. Medical reasons or special needs allow you to keep shoes on. Security may check them by hand instead. All right. Well, there you go. Hopefully that's all accurate, but thank you for sending that in. When flying, you should avoid 7 main items for comfort and safety. Open-toe shoes or flip-flops, stiff denim jeans, jumpsuits or romper, whatever, shorts or mini-skirts, well, depends who's wearing them. Heavy synthetic fibers, strong perfumes, and excessive metal jewelry. Well, again, it depends. Strong perfumes usually, well, I shouldn't say that, I won't say this. The perfume thing is, you get two age groups. Well, I shouldn't say two age groups. You get maybe some older people that really put it on too strong, or some people who look like they may use or need the perfume to make a living, if you get my drift. All right. So anyway, but thanks for sending that stuff in. All right. Okay. Let's see here. What do we have? This is a very important day in history, August 6, 1945. With an estimated yield of 20,000 tons of TNT, guess what? The Enola Gay dropped the first atomic bomb. And there is a fascinating story, fascinating story, from some specials I've played over the years regarding the man there of Enola Gay, Paul Tibbetts, an amazing man.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. Slocog, in a unanimous vote yesterday, voted to remove Measure H from the November 2026 ballot. Measure H was intended to be a half-cent sales tax, estimated by Slocog to generate about $35 million in revenue for the county to go to transportation infrastructure improvements. Paso Robles Concerts in the Park will continue tonight. Tonight's concert will be One Love Bomb, playing reggae music.
Concerts are free to attend and are from 6 to 8 p.m. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 90s. It's 68 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Coming up this afternoon, Eric's in for Karen. Sound off 12:30 till 2, and he'll have on as his guest Sylvia Dodd. They'll be discussing the Sheriff's Association. So enjoy that and enjoy your day. Thank you for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep the cash local while you continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business.
County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.